This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We will be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today is the turn of Joe Kenny, who says to 10-year-old me, a visit to the RNIB Resource Centre shop in Belfast was a real treat. I vividly remember spending many an hour just wandering round the displays, exploring, touching, lifting things that talked and cost more than I could count at the time. We probably drove the staff working there up the walls with our questions and general disregard for their carefully coordinated displays. Worlds that were usually closed to you or described to you by a sighted other became braille, audible and accessible. How to tell the time, new ways to read and write. Here's that game that your cousins were playing last week, but it's now possible for you to play too. I was a blind kid, but it opened my eyes, and every visit kept reminding me that there was always solutions, and more than anything, always somewhere to go and ask your questions to people who had those answers. A mischievous little pleasure of mine was to set the watch and clock alarms to all go off at the same time, usually about an hour after we'd left, and the poor RNIB staff member was probably enjoying a well-earned cup of tea and a biscuit. 30 years on, I think it's finally time to apologise for that. Sorry. If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.